The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remained in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment. Love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything that I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit, and that will remain. So whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give you. This command I leave you: one, love one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Well, this is Mother's Day weekend, so I wanted to start off with a little mother's song, if you don't mind. I've never done this song in public, so please be kind. If you know it, sing along with me. It's an old song by Eddie Arnold. M is for the million things she gave me. O means only that she's growing old. She shed to save me. H is for her heart of purest gold. E is for her eyes with love light shining. R means right, and right she'll always be. Hear that, guys? Put them all together, what does it spell? Mother, a word that means the world to me. I'm sure they still sing that in Hawaii somewhere. The first encyclical written by Pope John the 23rd was entitled Mater et Magistra, which is Latin for mother and teacher. That is, the church should be our mother and our teacher, both equally. I think we often give the church the role and authority of teacher. That seems to be pretty common. We ask the church to select and canonize the most important texts that have been passed on to us as the Bible, scriptures. We ask the church to help us know how to lead an ethical and moral life based on the Ten Commandments and Jesus' commandment to love one another. And our bishops and theologians are constantly employing the gospel to help us meet the challenges of modern day living, which include challenges of technology and urbanization and world population growth. Difficult and extreme challenges. But if we're only looking at this role, the role of church as teacher, we're not doing full justice to the reality of the church. What is the role of church as mother? What is her role as mater, as in the Latin phrase? Let me give you a few examples. A few years ago, I was, it's one of the responsibilities of the priest to interview the young people who are about to receive confirmation, sacrament of mature Christian discipleship. And it's really a blessing to talk with these individuals one by one and get us kind of a sense of where they are religiously. And I had this one young lady who came to me, an Hispanic girl, and I asked her, and I usually ask this question, what do your peers think of you being Catholic? You know, we are a minority here in the Kingdom of Southern Baptist and evangelicals. And so what do your friends think of you as being Catholic? And she said, well, I think they think we spend too much time with Mary. And I said, well, what do you say to them? She said, that's just who we are. That's our identity. We love Mary, and that's kind of who we are. So it's really not an issue for me. A second example, there's a police officer who's a faithful Catholic who serves as an usher, hospitality minister at St. Rita's Parish in New Orleans. He noticed that a man shows up every morning for weekday Mass. Now, Mass is at 7 a.m., but this man sits in the very back of church in the last pew. He gets there early, gets there about 6:30 or 6:40, and he goes in and he sits in the last pew, and he prays. He just prays, and then he leaves about 5 minutes before Mass starts. One day, this gentleman thought he might go and talk to him and find out who he was. You know, why does he leave? Turns out it was Drew Brees, the quarterback for the New Orleans Saints. And he asked him what he was doing. He said, well, I'm not Catholic, but this is my time of prayer. This is my time of prayer. It's peaceful and it's quiet. And he might have said that it's like being in my mother's arms to be here at the beginning of my day. That's church as mother. A friend of mine is a chaplain. He's a Southern Baptist, a chaplain at a hospital in Dallas. We went through clinical pastoral education together. His name's Kent Taylor. And one day he told me, he said, I really envy you Catholics, because you have the gift of the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. He said, I can go around and I can pray with people who are dying and I can hold their hand and, well, before COVID, I could hold their hand. And he said, but you Catholics have that great anointing, that sacrament that you can actually let them feel the presence of the Lord on their forehead and in their hands. They can feel the anointing just before they died, in the same way that Jesus was anointed before he died. He said, what a gift to be able to do that with your people. All these things are examples of church as mother. It's what we call the culture of Catholicism. It's the feeling of being part of a community of faith, indeed being part of a community of saints, of believers, of certainly who are sinful, but are faithful. One writer put it, Protestantism is Christianity with all the mystery scrubbed out of it by the vinegar of reason. When we celebrate church as mother, we're celebrating the mystery of church as mother. It's belonging to the mystical body of Christ. It is identity. It is comfort. Our earthly mother, as you know, creates a home for us, a safe place where we can come and relax and know that we are loved. Indeed, someone once said that home is the place where they always have to take you in. Why? Because home is about forgiveness and acceptance. Our church is a place where all the baptized are welcome, regardless of how long you've been away and if you're coming back, regardless of how your week has been. We welcome you back in. We welcome you with loving arms. In addition to teachings, of course, our church is engaged in good works, the works of corporal and spiritual works of mercy. And so we have run in the past, we still do run hospitals and schools and clinics, homes of safe harbor for battered women, orphanages, all these places where the loving arms of God embrace the lost and wounded. Whether they are Catholic or not, they feel the loving embrace of the healing presence of Jesus in these places. Of course, other people do these things as well. But as one theologian put it, other people do these things, but with Catholics, there is not only the horizontal dimension, but also the vertical dimension. The horizontal dimension of loving one another, but it also includes the vertical dimension of love, a dimension of love of God, because these are complementary, necessary correlatives. We cannot love God without loving our neighbor, and we cannot fully love our neighbor without loving God. The church's mother, when it hands on to us the parts of the Bible that are prayer or poetry. I love the Jerusalem Bible because in the Jerusalem Bible, whenever there's a passage from Scripture that is either poetic or prayerful, it shows it as a poem. It shows it separate, not as a narrative. So a lot of the words of Jesus in John's Gospel are written as a poem because Jesus is actually giving us a beautiful description of love and of his love for us. All the psalms, the prayers in the book are written as poems. But we mustn't get too proud. When we are being church as we ought to be, we are leading people not to ourselves, but to God. We are leading people not to ourselves, not to become church, but to go to God, to have communion with God. So we should not be as interested in church membership as we are in the building of God's kingdom on earth, a kingdom where people have learned to love each other justly and peacefully. Our work on this earth is finite. The church is finite, but God's kingdom is infinite. The church exists not for its own sake, but for the sake of the kingdom. There is a second verse to that little song by Eddie Arnold, and I think it also bespeaks the characteristics of our church as well as an earthly mother. M is for the mercy she possesses. O means that I owe her all I own. T is for her tender, sweet caresses. H is for her hands that make a home. E means everything she's done to help me. R means real and regular, you see. Put them all together and they spell what? Mother. You guys are good spellers. A word that means the world to me. We'll bless all the mothers and grandmas at the end of Mass. So, but until then, happy Mother's Day to you all.